Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the editors of Bon Appetit magazine. Which I've never really flipped through myself, but like most magazines, they're also online. And it's summertime. One of the big things that people enjoy eating is corn, of course, and Bon Appetit, wanting you to eat well, they have all these different versions of ways that you can eat corn. But are you familiar with corn milk?
Now, there's corn milk?
Corn, believe it or not, that's the part. Believe it or not, the corn milk is the thing that gives corn most of its flavor. So think about, like, when you get creamed corn, there's kind of that white substance in there. That's essentially the corn milk. So if you were to take a corn cob and you scrape the kernels off and all that, you'll see, like, it almost looks like the corn will start sweating and it's this white stuff. That's your corn
milk. Like a dandelion.
Yeah, kind of like that, right? Yeah. So, but they call it corn milk. And the whole thing is they have all these different recipes you can use. And I looked at a few of the recipes, man, and a lot of it looks good. They're saying you can cook with corn milk because it actually thickens up.
Like a starch?
Yeah, things that, well, yeah, it is a starch, but, you know, but it has that nice, sweet flavor. But the reason we're toasting them is not because they're bringing all these new things to our attention. Although, again, I would recommend reading the article if you do like corn. We're toasting the editors specifically because, in spite of that, this is the title of the article from Bon Appetit magazine. And because my mind is that of a second grader, I think you'll catch along. Quote, if you aren't milking your corn, is it really summer? That is, I will tell you this, that's called clickbait. So I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and read the,
oh, it's really about corn.
Yeah, I was actually disappointed, but yes, if you're not milking your corn, is it really summer?
Have you milked your corn cob lately?
Not as recently as I would have liked.
That used to be another code we used for smoking weed. What are you doing over there?
Shucking some corn.
I'll be on my way over.
What is it with your weed euphemisms?
I know.
It was just tossing the salad.
And shucking the corn.
And to me, both of those are very specific things that have nothing to do with weed.
Because we knew if we said something as obvious as the eagle has landed, that someone's listening in.
I always had the guys that would call, hey man, yeah, just let your roommate know that Kermit and Butt, you want me to tell him you got the weed? I mean, like, Jesus Christ, man.
I don't care. I'm paying for the phone bill.
Whatever.
So, yeah, I'm worried about these terms you grew up with, Miles.
I know, me too.
It's a different time. Different era.
Different place.
That's right.
Different meaning. All right, but let's drink to milking our corn.
Yeah.
We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles, but first, someone wanted to check in with the term medallion and how it could possibly be used in the world of rap, and they point out this line from Ludacris. Watch out for my medallion. My diamonds are reckless. It feels like a midget is hanging from my necklace. There you go.
I know.
Medallions.
Yep, all right.
They have been addressed. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Isaac. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola! All right, Isaac, you understand how this here game is played?
Not really.
Are you for real?
Yeah! That's why I figured you guys explain real quick.
I just did, but I'm going to give you the choice of one of three stories, all right? One deals with the world of drugs, where I'm going to tell you the story. You guess the drug the person was on or has on their person. The other category is bite me. In that case, you're trying to figure out what did someone find in their food. And finally, we have the category of interior decorating, where you need to guess the foreign object that ended up inside of someone. So you can go to the world of drugs, you can go to the world of food, or you can go to the world of weird body things.
I'll do the drugs.
The drugs. All right. Here is your story. And
not
again,
the first time you've said that.
It'll be multiple choice. I'll give you your multiple choice at the end. In this case, a Tennessee man is accused of trying to run over police officers after doing drugs in front of them. This is a very similar story to the story we had yesterday, but entirely different. Richard Braden, he was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and a few other crimes, but police spotted him driving erratically in Nashville, and they found out that he had warrants for evading police and theft. When officers approached him, they found him holding what officers identified as a pipe. And then he began to smoke the pipe, and he said, quote, "If I smoke all of this, you can't charge me with it." That was his logic. Well, the cops threatened to break Braden's car window, and he responded by threatening to run over the officers. He then rammed the police vehicle that was blocking him in, nearly hitting the officers that were attempting to arrest him. That's when the chase began. They pursued him and eventually took him into custody 55 miles later. Anyway, he's currently in jail being held on $120,000 bond. My question for you, which of the following drugs do you think he chose to smoke directly in front of the cops, stating, once again, if I smoke all of this, you can't charge me with it? Was it crack, weed, meth, or PCP? So crack, weed, meth, or PCP, which drug do you think this guy was on?
I go weed.
Weed.
Smoking from a pipe.
Yep, definitely a pipe. They established that.
It's Tennessee. It's Nashville, Tennessee.
And then went on a 55-mile chase. And keep in mind, this is like that woman yesterday where, you know, she lit up in front of them. She was smoking crack, but lit up in front of these guys, led him on a chase, and then smoked again. This guy smoked first, rammed into the police vehicle, then went 55 miles before they could finally get
it. Logic says it's not weed, but that doesn't mean it's not weed.
Maybe PCP. Maybe PCP. Sounds more extreme.
Right, but
I think it's meth.
PCP, a lot of time, it's just you just dip the end of a cigarette into PCP and smoke it, a dipper. So I don't know that you would honestly know, like,
have a pipe to smoke it with.
Right, or with
not
the
that you couldn't, but
right.
What do you think Frosty the Snowman smoked? That dude's hopped up on PCP.
That's how I got a button nose.
But also, it'd be hard for a cop to see it. It's like back in the day, people used to sell LSD because
right.
It's hard
to
tell.
What are the choices again? Weed, PCP,
crack, or meth?
I mean, just given where he is, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a week of crack. But just given where he is in Tennessee. Like, weed doesn't make a ton of sense, because who would be that angry? But also, Nashville,
right,
while home to country music and every bachelor and bachelorette party in the world, I think they still have weird rules with their weed, man, and are pretty strict about it.
Well, they still have dry counties there.
Right, so yeah.
I don't know, man. That just feels awful methy. Like, you hit the crack, or the
that's
meth pipe. Well, meth or crack, either one, you could ram a cop car on.
All right, Isaac, what do you think?
I'll go with meth.
Ted's going meth. I'm going meth. Isaac, where are you?
I'll switch to meth because it is Tennessee, you know, very Caucasian. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go,
we're all betting on meth. We're going to find out if this guy was on crack, weed, meth, or PCP next.
That was a tease.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Okay, we had a Tennessee, Nashville to be exact, on profile. This has got a guy, he's had him run in or two with the police in the past, but this time he tried to run officers over when they saw him doing drugs in front of them, and then he led police on a chase that lasted for some 55 miles. Question is, what drug was this guy on? Crack, weed, meth, or PCP?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, Isaac. You initially started with weed, and then you listened to Miles, you listened to Ted, and all three of you agreed, this is meth.
No!
I'm sorry, it is not meth. Much like our friend from yesterday, this too, smoking crack.
Smoking crack.
Crack weed.
Okay.
It is crack week, and apparently if you smoke crack and you're in your car and the cops show up, just feel free to keep smoking that crack and leading them on a high-speed chase.
You think we'd be able to get a sponsor for that?
What's that, crack week?
Yeah.
Mike Tyson on crack week.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. Your choices today will be Seth Meyers.
Okay. Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
He's James.
The Push.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor's in there.
Mr. Noah.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A lot of pictures of boyfriends taking off their tennis shoes before proposing to avoid ugly creases have sparked a debate, with critics saying it shows they care more about the looks of their shoes than they do their partner. So now caring about your shoes is a problem. I get it, ladies.
Me, Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That is me.
Yeah.
Have you seen those pictures?
I haven't.
They're pretty funny.
Could you drop me off right in front because I can't walk in these shoes?
Right. We're in a football game.
Yeah.
We're in a football game.
You chose to wear those.
Huh.
It's only August and Halloween displays are already out.
Yay.
Why do we even need Halloween this year? I mean, every day we're walking around in a mask completely terrified.
Trevor Noah.
Fallon.
And this is interesting. It's only August, but check out what's already showing up in stores.
The Halloween candy displays have arrived even earlier this year.
Why do we even need Halloween this year? Every day we're walking around in a mask, completely terrified.
Amazon is reportedly in negotiations to use former JCPenney's and Sears department stores for fulfillment centers, which is better than their current use as Tony Hawk Pro Skater levels.
You or Seth, I think.
That's Seth.
Amazon is reportedly in negotiations to use former JCPenney's and Sears department stores for fulfillment centers, which is better than their current use as Tony Hawk Pro Skater levels.
NBA players must prove they've met a guest in real life before inviting them into the bubble. Luckily for more than half the league, though, has hooked up with a Kardashian sister.
Dennis, man.
Ain't that sweet.
That's great, though. Like, look, man, you can't just pull a girl off Instagram and bring her in. We have to know that you know them.
Yeah.
But they said they worded it, you know, as eloquently as possible.
They did, but one thing I always appreciate about the NBA, and we were saying this the other day, they understand who their players are. They understand what they're working with, and they just address things head on, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, quit effing the Instagram models, right? Basically, that's all they're saying. We know what you're up to. Just not here.
Russia now claims to have a coronavirus vaccine, which is great, because there's one thing I know about Russia, they never lie about a drug test. That's right. The new COVID vaccine has been approved by 4 out of 5 Russian scientists. And in a related story, 1 out of 5 Russian scientists are now missing.
Trevor Noah.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Vladimir Putin claiming Russia has developed and approved the world's first coronavirus vaccine, a claim that is being met with heavy skepticism.
Russia now claims to have a coronavirus vaccine, which is great because if there's one thing I know about Russia, they never lie about drug tests. That's right. The new COVID vaccine has been approved by 4 out of 5 Russian scientists. And in a related story, 1 out of 5 Russian scientists are now missing.
Jump out a window.
Yeah, you're right. The NBA bubble is kind of crazy. So they... Not only you got to prove that you know the girl, right? Because you could obviously just grab somebody off Instagram, but you got to be careful. I mean, if you hooked up with a girl once, like, do you like? What if your team's in the like? Your team's gonna make the playoffs? You could be down there for like another 2 months?
Yep.
Like, I don't know. You got to be careful. But I also like that the NBA was like, you could have a family member or a friend. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm guessing it's a female, or they were specific. Like, it's got to be either this or that. Like, you can't bring your own barber, you can't bring your own tattoo artist. And I was just like, man, like, I guess that's normal, but I'm like, man, you must be getting that many tattoos, or you're getting lined up, like, every other day that your barber you're that cool with, where you'd be like, dude, come down to the bubble and chill.
I mean, look, I think the barber, I can see that in the NBA. And think about, like, even in football. Remember Jerome Bettis?
Oh, one of the... Leadest shape ups in sports.
That dude was so tight all the time. And if you ask him, he's like, yeah, he's like, look, man, I know I got a helmet on, but he's like, I'm all about my tightness. So
yeah,
that's what Jerome going to go ahead and do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I get it. And I think they already built a barbershop down there.
You should. I mean, understand who you're dealing with. Like, yeah, they should set up a tattoo place, too.
Yeah. Well, in the NBA, honestly, like, I've been watching some of that stuff. Some of their games, I think, are better because there's no travel. Like, there's, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
one's tired. No,
right.
One's...
You're absolutely right.
And, right.
And they're doing it. They are pulling this off.
Yeah.
Look, you might have 3 guys out, but that hasn't happened yet. But if you do, you know that you've cost your team a chance at the NBA championship.
Yeah, and the chicken wing god himself is back, Lou Will.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken wing god.
I love that guy now. It's my favorite player. All right, so last night I watched The Watchmen on HBO.
So just first episode?
Correct.
What's the idea of the show? Can you tell?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's
based on the graphic novel, which was then made into a movie. So it's loosely based on situations they created, but it's a slightly alternative America, although not that far off from what's going on now. But
is every episode different, or does it keep?
No, it keeps going. But it starts in Tulsa in 1920, where you have the Tulsa Massacre.
I told you, man,
and it is graphic. Right, Thrill told me yesterday. I watched it. I was like, damn. And then it's like. Right, like an alternative universe where, like, there's cops, but they wear these yellow masks, which I've never seen myself. And you can't see their faces and stuff. And then there's, like, this giant racist organization who's trying to kill people and wants to kill the cops.
So the cops wear the masks because after whatever massacre had gone down in the past, if you're a cop now, it's like you don't even... it'd be like being an agent for the CIA, right? You don't tell people it's what you do. So somehow this racist organization, I guess years ago, figured out the identities of some of these cops and basically just murdered, just slaughtered them across the board. So it's kind of the cops battle with this racist organization, but there's more to it, and it's pretty effing intense.
It is, but it's a very good show. Now, the funny thing is one of the main stars is Regina King.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's doing the serious stuff, it's fine. But there's one scene where she just kind of offhandedly curses. And
I know the scene, yeah.
Right. But it's weird because I also used to watch this cartoon called The Boondocks.
Yeah.
And her voice was the voice of two of the main characters who were little boys. So it's kind of a serious show. But every once in a while, I'm like, why is Huey saying that? You know what I mean? Like, it took me a minute to just be like, all right, this is a different show. No, but I only watched one episode. I'm going to go home tonight and watch another episode.
Cool.
And it's pretty exciting.
It is good. I watched
episode two. It's fiction. It's fiction, but based on kind of things that happen. But
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a slightly alternative universe. So certain history points are the same, but it's just like if this was America's response to certain historical events, maybe you veer this way. So it's not like out of the realm of possibility. Okay. And if you watch it, I mean, you'd quickly understand how it mimics life today, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I gotta say this, Don Johnson is still cool.
He is cool, man. He's always cool. I don't think he has a choice. And you were talking about, I know, yeah, I know, I've been there. You're talking about Regina King, so you're familiar with her voice from The Boondocks, and so even though this is kind of a serious show, you know, you kind of revert back to something that's not so serious. It made me think, what are my kids going to think if they see Saving Private Ryan? Because to them, that's Woody from Toy Story engaging in a war.
Yeah.
Think about it. I would give a little time for that movie for them. They're going to win. They saw Forrest Gump, and I did explain, because they did enjoy Forrest Gump. It was a little heavy for, because it's sad scenes in Forrest Gump. I don't care who you are, right? They're sad. But they got through it. They enjoyed the movie. And I said, you know who Forrest Gump is. And like, now I'm like, that's Woody. Mind's blown. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, my God. But they loved him because of that.
Yeah, and I always knew Regina King was the voice on The Boondocks, but I realized now, like, she didn't really alter her voice that much.
No, she talked.
Just the voice.
But it's like years ago when, what's Kramer's real name in life?
Michael Richards.
Yes. Right, so Michael Richards got in trouble for yelling the N-word on stage, basically losing his mind. And I remember Jerry Seinfeld then was on Letterman, and they like had a video where they had him there. But people, every time he talked, people couldn't help but laugh because they hadn't seen him in years.
Because he's Kramer.
Right, and they were just used to him as Kramer. So it's the same thing when you hear the voice of like a cartoon, you see it somewhere else, you're like, oh yeah, that's an actual actor.
Ed O'Neill, who Modern Family most recently, but up to this point was known for Married with Children. So, but he's still an actor. So Married with Children, it comes to a conclusion. And he said, man, I got a dramatic role in some movie. And he's a very good actor. He said, but when they would do the test audiences, the problem was, as soon as I walked on screen, I think he played like some tough ass military guy. And like, again, it's a serious movie. The test audience laughed as soon as they saw him.
Yeah.
Because they were like, people just, he was just, Al Bundy. That was nothing else. Didn't matter how serious the role was. And he's like, it's kind of cool, you know, that you got to go down in history. He's like, but it kind of sucks because it limits what you can do.
Yeah. I also watched the first episode of Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talk about just certain times of the year and certain sounds to get you excited. I didn't realize how much I like Hard Knocks and how much I'm used to that song and how they do everything. And just like I was sitting there, I was like, all right, they're only doing walkthroughs, but it's still football. It's getting there. I mean, that comes on the heels of the Big Ten and the Pac-12 right, announcing they're not playing football. And look, people, look, everyday life, I'm sure other shows and stuff, you can have the conversation every day if you want about what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing.
Right.
What's important, what's not important. I will just tell you this. I love sports. And it's just weird when it's not, like, I know in the grand scheme of thing, missing a year of college football for my team is not the biggest deal, but it kind of is. You're just, so much of my routine and stuff is just with that.
Everybody. I mean,
like,
that's
you
what
plan
sports
your Saturdays and your Sundays.
Do.
Yeah.
And they know it, and everything's designed around it. All the advertisers come up with new campaigns. I mean, it's kind of like going back to school, right? It's football starts, kids go back to school, network TV starts their new season. It's like this all one big thing, and it's kind of our paradigm shift for how we adjust in the year. So whether it's important in and among itself, no. But how we physiologically deal with these things, like, right, it's a little strange.
Not only that, but psychologically, it's felt like football season all summer here.
Right.
Well,
so, like,
for
I just
here,
keep thinking,
yeah,
like, golly, man, football should be on right now, right?
Yeah, wait till Sunday. You'll be
back. Because it's cold.
Right, and the other thing, too, is, like, there's no preseason games or whatever. Right? Like, usually by this time of year, like, you'd see a football game.
Well, that guy's going to make that team. That boy there, he good, yeah.
They still show people getting cut, which is pretty good. It's just part of the part of it in there. I mentioned it a little bit. College football, Big Ten, and Pac-12 have shut it down for the fall. They're talking about playing spring football. I don't know if that's possible just because...
Depends on what everybody else does, right? I mean, you can't just have a big gap and say, all right, well, you did real well in the fall because you play, and you did real well in the spring, so let's bring you all together and play a championship.
Well, I also just don't know that you can make guys play a full, like, even eight to ten games in the spring and then have them come back in the fall and play another year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of football.
Also, you're sending them to college. I mean, that's the other aspect of this. They're still living in dormitories. They're still living in close quarters. I mean, you'd have to come up with a completely different system just to educate the guys because that's the number one thing.
But it doesn't mean college football for sure is done. The SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC still haven't canceled their season. I think the Big 12, like today, released a schedule for just their teams and stuff. Right. I you know, as my one friend calls me now, negative Nostradamus. I personally feel like college football is probably done for the year. See, like I just think there's too much going on, and you have state schools and this and that, but. You know, the NFL could easily slide some games into Saturday. Like
they are going to.
Oh, sure.
They announced a plan. They're going to play like at 12 or 1, and then 4, and then 8 on Saturday. And that way, those games will all be in some way primetime.
Sure.
So instead of just saying like, okay, the games kick off at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you're going to see 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, look, we're going to do this like the end of the year when we roll into December and you're playing games on Saturday after the Thanksgiving break and you're playing more, you know, Thursday night. I haven't even heard anything about that. I'm not even sure that's going
to happen. Well, in full disclosure, part of the reason I love college football is because it's Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can have as much fun as you want. You wake up the next day, it's Sunday.
Right.
You know, like NFL is just tough sometimes, man. Especially you get that Sunday night game. You're out there having fun, tailgating. And it's like Monday, it's like, I feel like crap.
Yep.
And the game wasn't even that good.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting a Gritty reboot.
Gritty, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Gritty. Actually, Gritty's going to be the star.
From Philadelphia. They're going to put
Right. The mascot from the Flyers.
What, is his wife going to have sex with everyone?
No, this is... Basically, a guy made a phony trailer, right? His name is Morgan Cooper, and just called it Bel-Air. So instead of it being like a comedy of why he came out there, it's as if he got into like he really got into trouble in Philadelphia. You know, I think like, he got caught with a gun or something. Right. So now he has to live out there. Uncle Phil maybe is a little harsher. Remember, Uncle Phil, I want to say, was a judge.
Something like that. Yeah.
Right? So he's like, I am the law in this house. So now they're actually like kind of talking about the idea. Morgan's been helping Will develop the show for about a year. There's been interest from HBO Max, Peacock, and Netflix.
Do you remember that trailer?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember seeing. I thought it was really cool, but it was kind of funny. It was funny because it's not funny. It's funny because you know the show is not as dramatic as this guy made it, but the edits that he put in, you're like, that's pretty brilliant. I never would have thought that they would actually say, you know what, it's a good idea.
Well, I think in a year like 2020, what you need is more comedies to get hardcore dramas.
Because people hate laughing right now.
For sure.
We're just like, you know, I don't want to laugh. Whatever you do, don't be funny. So thank you, Will Smith. Oh, you thought that show was funny? Yeah. Now it's going to make you cry.
Yeah. And, I mean, look.
I don't think they planned that when they started this.
Right.
What's that?
I don't think they planned on all this happening.
No, you're right. They've been talking about it for like a year. And I get it. It's not a bad idea, right? And it's not shocking that a kid could actually get in trouble in Philadelphia and then...
But it is crazy that you'd get to move to Bel-Air. Because if that were the case, more kids in Philadelphia would get in trouble.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute, what now?
And go where?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the fantasy? There's always like one super rich uncle. Like, for instance, in my family, there's another... Again, my cousin... have a cousin named Ted Smith.
All right.
There's no relation to me. But that's like the actual rich uncle.
Oh. Okay.
Those Smiths. Yeah.
So if you get in trouble, you get to live with him.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Now, it'd be awkward as I'm almost 40.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can live in the guest house.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need those people, right? You know me. I don't mind. I buddy right up. You had a funeral? Hey, we got tequila out in the limo. You know what I love is limos. Let's go out there and have some fun. But yeah, I mean, I think... Not the fantasy, but I think it's the idea. There's always some super rich person in the family could swoop in and take care of people, right? Wasn't it, like, Uncle Starbucks? Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy Warbucks.
Uncle Starbucks. Nice. I love that.
Free lattes for all your friends.
If you're going to watch something tonight, watch Jimmy Kimmel. It'll be a really diverse show. The guest host is Rob Lowe, and the guest, Danny DeVito.
Okay.
Good times.
You can't even tell them apart.
Thank you, Ted. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A naked tourist drinking beer climbs on top of a sacred statue while telling people to get the F out of here. Meanwhile, a Florida man is arrested for DUI on a lawnmower and will now have to push and cut grass without his beer. Colorado park ranger confronts group of people saying, please do not feed pizza to a moose. Black bear joins a Maryland family for a picnic, eating peanut butter and drinking juice. And New Jersey residents capture an emu running through their neighborhood with a net. Just another day, and it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to Florida, where a teenager needed to be rescued off of the showroom floor. The teen was at a gun range and wandered her way inside one of the gun safe displays in the showroom. The story says that the door then closed behind her, locking her inside, and officials that were called went with the manufacturer's suggestion to get inside the safe, but the fail-safe protocols engaged, forcing them to use a hydraulic extrication tools to finally free her.
But the good news is the safe, it works.
Right, exactly. They needed to be cautious about how they got inside the safe, but say that they were able to communicate with the young lady the entire time. It said accidentally. How do you get accidentally stuck inside of a safe?
I mean, she walked into it,
exactly,
knowing what it was. Well, I guess, what do they say? The fail safe from the inside.
Right.
Failed.
Knowing that it was supposed to keep whatever's inside of it, more importantly, people that don't belong inside of it, right, out of it.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And so, and what kind of a protocol is that where you can actually go to the manufacturer and say, hey, somebody locked themselves inside of this thing. What do we need to do to open it up? And then it actually triggers the fail-safe protocols?
Right. I mean, I don't know. That whole thing is... But that'll be the story that those parents tell about their kids.
You bet, man. You bet. In other news, up in Vancouver, a woman came home to an unusual sight. The woman rents a home and tells reporters that she was short on her rent for both July and August. The landlord took this opportunity to make their way over to the house while the tenant was away to remove all of the doors and windows from the home.
Damn.
The tenant came back in shock and hired someone to board up all the now fully open exposed home. The local compliance and enforcement unit got in touch with both parties to work out a solution, and by the next week, the doors and windows were replaced.
That probably costs more to do than it would than he was losing.
Probably, but, you know, people get angry and do dumb stuff. Did you see the picture of it?
I did.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Good Lord.
Took it from a house that actually looked rentable into just a shack.
Mm-hmm.
So, good work, everybody. I don't know what was said between the two of them where they bring in this compliance and enforcement unit. They have a very short talk with everybody involved, and all of a sudden, all the windows and doors came back.
Yeah, what do you know?
A woman in Thailand had a bad night after she got a bit sloshed. She was recorded on video as she climbed onto a sacred Buddhist shrine in the area while completely naked and started hurling obscenities at the people passing
and
by.
And that's why they call it Thailand.
There you go. People were eventually called and she was taken to a hospital to sober up.
You have to go to a hospital to sober up.
Yeah.
Better than jail.
Well, that's true. Jail, I guess. I like how it said that they ordered her to sober up.
You are now commanded to sober up.
Exactly.
Working on it, dog.
Command me to age. I'll do that without any effort. Park rangers in Colorado once again have to say the obvious out loud. They've recently released a statement asking people not to, quote, feed the moose pizza.
I bet the moose loved that pizza.
You bet.
Well, the moose did not write this note.
No, not at all.
Is that pizza? Really? For me? This, I mean, you know, anybody who takes a bite of pizza for the first time, it's life-changing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So this moose is like, this is where it's at.
A ranger on patrol was pulling up to a group of cars parked along the road to ask them to move to a safer area when he was told something stupid. Quote, "Hey, I'm glad you're here. There's some people feeding moose some pizza right over there." After this revelation, they released the statement.
Jesus.
What's the rule?
Don't feed the animals. We can still give them chicken nuggets.
Exactly.
The sign only said pizza dog.
Speaking of telling people not to feed animals, it's because of stories like this. People in Maryland having a picnic were treated with an interesting visitor. The group were renting a cabin in a complex having a picnic when out of nowhere, a bear waddled up to the table and sat down with the campers and was even fed a PB&J right out of one of their hands.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bad idea all around, but to the campers' credit, they stayed very calm.
They did. It's been revealed that the bear isn't uncommon to be spotted in the area, but hasn't been known to invite herself to the table.
Guess what? Now they're going to go kill that bear.
Exactly.
I know, it's the thing.
That's what's going to happen.
Good for you. It's really cool. You're sitting at a table and a bear walks up and you didn't die. In fact, you gave it a sandwich. Now, like Miles said, this bear is going to get aggressive towards people when it wants a sandwich and nobody's got a sandwich, and then they're going to have to kill the bear.
And there's no guarantee the bear's going to be aggressive. The bear's just going to sit there and wait to be fed.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he's just going to walk, or her, the bear, is just going to go and expect, like, it can interact with humans.
Yeah.
Right.
Without any fear.
Yeah.
Good work, everybody.
That's still a bear.
It is. One more from the Animal Kingdom. Residents of New Jersey called Animal Control after they saw an interesting animal sprinting about the neighborhood, an emu. Officials believe that it managed to wander off a nearby farm and used a net to catch it humanely.
I would assume it wandered off of a nearby farm, too.
Do you have an emu net? Oh, in my garage, as a matter of fact.
What? Hang on, it's behind the foosball table.
Oh, yeah, out there running through the neighborhood. Get out of here. I knew I bought that from Amazon for a reason.
Emus are hot right now.
Be prepared.
I know, right? Man. What's going on with emus?
They're having a moment.
They are. With Doug.
With Doug.
I don't know if I know anybody...
Who owns an emu?
Who owns emu? I bet... I mean, I've had emu before. Apparently, their meat is farmable.
Paula?
I was just about to say, if anybody has one, it'll be Paula. Right?
I know she's at least had one. I believe it, because she's had llamas, emu. She's had pretty... If an animal has ever existed, Paula has interacted it with some time.
Yeah.
We'll wait for that call.
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet if at some point she had an emu. And a Doug.
Hey, both.
A man in Florida has one more DUI conviction to add to his list. He was caught by police driving down the highway well under the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. That was mainly because he was driving his lawnmower on the highway.
On the highway. I mean, golly.
He admitted to police that he may have had too much to drink that night and was arrested.
I may have.
I'm cutting the median. That's what I would do. See, I would drive down the middle of the grass strip and act like you're cutting the grass.
Do you think if you drove
put on an orange vest.
Yeah, that's man. It.
Yeah. Wear a hard hat. You're like, oh, dude, you're cutting the median. Still get to the liquor store wherever you're going. One strip up, one strip back.
One strip back, that's it. Tundra, that orange vest saves you a lot of trouble.
And just what do the lawnmowers top out at? Maybe 7 miles an hour?
Maybe.
Never lucky enough to have a riding lawnmower, Mike, in my lifetime.
No?
Never.
Oh, man.
Never.
That's the way to go.
It's a life.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're big time.
I never had a yard that big, but my friends did, and I'd ride their mower.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It is.
A little John Deere.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That is it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins out.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about 7-Eleven and maybe even s'mores. Who knows?
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.